Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
All right, friends, our show powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They have a solar expert and energy services supervisor at MTE to help members understand if solar is right for them and help you also avoid possible scams from outside parties. Find out more at mte.com/prosolar. Well, joining us from Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services, Brent Carter is here. We've got something really cool to tell you about here in just a second as well. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Ready for this spring weather?
It's getting nice out right now.
Yeah.
But it seems like we might get a little wet lately, later.
Yeah. A little stormage maybe coming up, but that's what you get in springtime.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
But at least it's comfortable enough to even, you know, wear short sleeves.
It is. I'm wearing them myself
yeah,
right now.
Me too.
So are you. Yeah. I've even seen a few people wearing shorts.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah. I haven't been brave enough to do that yet.
Yeah.
But
I'm still not going to be brave.
Okay. So, just curious if this time of the year more people are out doing things. I mean, do you see an uptick in the springtime at all?
You see it in the spring and the summer. You know, everybody's getting their four-wheelers out. Everybody's getting their jet skis out. Everybody's getting their boats ready.
Yeah.
You know, so it's still a hit and miss on, you know, the major accidents, like on the lakes and back roads and in the woods. But we still get a mix in Rutherford County. There's just so many people that's moving in and moving around, you know, things change daily.
It's unbelievable the number of people that are coming in here and just to see the growth. Also, you know, Lisa Kay with the county has been very busy sending out releases on fires. There have been an unreal number of fires lately, home fires and such. It's crazy, isn't it?
I keep track of calls.
I'm not getting specific.
I don't know, but yeah, there has been. I've been hearing it on the radio, you know.
I mean, around you all respond to all of those things. It's kind
of
a point.
We do on some of them.
Yeah.
You know, if there's a big fire, we'll respond. And, you know, if there's patients involved, or we'll stick and do a standby and help with the firemen. If they get too hot, things like that, then we'll help out with them.
I just remember it's been a couple of years ago, but the duplex that's next door to my house had a little kitchen incident, whatever, and all the fire engines were there, and the ambulance service was there, or emergency medical services. But you know, there has to be a good communication between all emergency agencies, and we have that here.
Yeah, we have it here. Yeah, we're getting along a whole lot better. We're doing a lot better working together. And, you know, I mean, we're there to take care of the community, but we're also going to take care of our own,
You
know, whether it be police, sheriff's officers, fire.
So. And those public safety buildings going up and
they're
continuing?
They're going up, yep. Plainview's on a roll. I guess they're starting to put some trusses up and close it all in.
So that's the last one, isn't
that's
it?
That's the last one.
Yeah.
There'll
be a total of five?
Five.
Okay.
Yeah. That one was slotted originally for Christiana, but between fire and EMS, they moved it more protective, you know, shorter call volume, or not volume, but shorter distances to our patients out there on that end of the county. So they moved it to Plainview.
It's a better location
for
the services.
Everybody. Yeah, for service.
Well, good. That
not
is
better. I'm sorry.
So, and I'm sure call volumes have been going up higher and higher.
They're still running about 4,400 a month.
Yeah. It's amazing that I have that many.
We're adding about that many people a month.
I guess.
It's crazy. And that's with 18 trucks, you know.
Like as we add population, I guess we're definitely going to have to add trucks down the road.
We're going to have to add some more trucks, more stations.
Yeah.
Because it's just getting busy.
Yeah.
You know, the hospitals are getting busier, too.
Well, and it's harder to get across town, too, you know.
Yeah. You can't. You may need – I know where you live or the area that you live in. Shoot. I cannot even imagine driving. I don't like it. You can't drive.
Well, I do know that sometime in this year, they're slated to start construction on Thompson Lane. So when they do that, that's going to be even more painful, the mayor of Murfreesboro says, than Salem Highway. And that was a pretty big headache.
Oh, yeah. I mean, doing medical center, they get that down to one lane every once in a while. And you're there forever.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know. I think Medical Center Parkway is not that old, and we've expanded, added lanes like 3 or 4 times, it seems like.
Yep.
And I don't know. But anyway. You know,
that's a main bang to the hospital.
It is. It is.
Know, for us. So they get traffic and cars stacked up. You know, we're trying to dodge our way and work our way around them.
You have to know those back roads, don't you?
There's not very many in Murfreesboro.
No, that's true.
That'll lead to that spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not very many of them.
Well, there is that new extension, I think, that helps from over near the mall that cut through, but you still have to get over Medical Center Parkway.
Exactly.
To get there. So, but do want to spend some time talking about a pretty cool happening, I guess, if you will, a recognition for Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services. Brent Carter is here with us. So I'm going to read this, but maybe kind of set it up and tell us an overview of what happened and how Rutherford County EMS was selected.
Well, I don't really know that much of the process of it. I do know that out of 95 counties in the state of Tennessee, so back up a little bit, Tennessee Ambulance Service Association, TASA, has a big committee and big group that take care of ambulance services. You know, they set up some standards, they do some things for Tennessee ambulance services. So there's 210 services in the state of Tennessee out of 95 counties in the state of Tennessee. And every year they select their top, what they have heard from patients, they hear it from hospitals, they hear it from all over the state of Tennessee on bragging or not bragging sometimes,
sure,
you know, on the personnel that are coming in and out of their hospitals and what services that they are with. So this year, and I'll spill the beans, or you want to read it first?
Spill the beans and then I'll
spill
read it.
Spill the beans.
This is a big set of beans to
2025,
spill.
Rutherford County EMS with TASA was selected to be the top ALS service, which is Advanced Life Support Service, in the state of Tennessee for 2025. That's a big award.
Yeah.
We've been around since 1972. Rutherford County's been established in Rutherford County. And so That's big.
It is. 95 counties.
What you're fixing to read, yeah, is going to brag about, you know, the leadership and the paramedics and the EMTs that are in Rutherford County and how they take care of their people. And when they go to these other hospitals, how they are professional, mm-hmm, as they come in and out.
So selected out of all 95 counties and 210 service areas, Rutherford County EMS. This reads the award information. Rutherford County EMS has been the cornerstone of pre-hospital care since its establishment in 1972. Serving a rapidly growing community, RCEMS provides advanced and compassionate emergency medical care across 619 square miles with a call volume of approximately 42,000 annually, while exemplifying excellence in safety, innovation, and teamwork. With over 5 decades of service, RCEMS has consistently evolved to meet the needs of its growing community. Its innovative practices, leadership culture, and commitment to safety and education position it as a leader in EMS. The professionalism, knowledge, and skills displayed by the paramedics and EMTs of RCEMS is a testament to the quality of leadership and culture within the organization. By balancing tradition with forward-thinking strategies, RCEMS continues to set the standard of pre-hospital care for Tennessee. It is an honor to recognize Rutherford County EMS as the 2025 Tennessee Ambulance Service Association Bob Thomas ALS Service of the Year. So, pretty awesome.
So the biggest part out of that I like to pick up is the paramedics and the EMTs.
Sure.
They're the ones.
It's the front line.
They're the ones that, you know, made the calls. They're the ones that did the patient care. They're the ones taking the, you know, Rutherford County community and putting everybody first. So they're the ones that need the credit for this award. And from the top down to the bottom, we're all patting up, you know, those people that are on the ambulances, those paramedics and EMTs. They earn this award.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. You know. So how many, do you have an estimate of how many paramedics EMTs we have in the county?
On our service, yeah. We have approximately 200. We'll just round it right there at 200.
Around 200?
Yeah.
I mean,
are running, because, you know, we're running four shifts, 18 trucks.
Right.
So, yeah.
Pretty cool.
It's really cool. Yeah. And it's really cool. And it's, like I said, it's because of the paramedics and the EMTs that are taking care of Rutherford County.
You know, and there was also a part in there about balancing tradition. You've been here since 1972, know what works, but also that forward-thinking strategy. I mean, improvements in 911 and in communications and improvements in equipment on the trucks, all of that.
That involves everybody, you know. But our education department, our leadership at the top, we're moving forward. We're going to be cutting edge. You know, that's the outlook. We want to make sure we're providing the best patient care we can to the community. So they're teaching classes right now today. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we're growing. We're not staying stagnant, you know, of what we learned 20 years ago. We're moving up with the times. We're changing equipment. We're changing all kinds of things for better patient care.
I mean, if you actually had pictures of what was in that first truck in 1972 today, it'd be crazy.
When I started, we were in the vans, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The old van ambulances. And now they got these big boxes. There's a little more room. You know, you can stand up in them. You couldn't stand up in the vans, you know. And the equipment is
I bet you had back problems.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was crazy. But, you know, the equipment and the technology that they're teaching and we're moving to and have moved to is just incredible. And the paramedics and EMTs are just gung-ho to learn it and stay on top of it.
Well, I'm sure it makes their job easier.
It does.
It does.
But it makes also better patient care.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's our goal, is patient care.
Yeah. And there has to be great communication. I meant to mention this a minute ago. Communication with our hospitals, too, because, you know, there can be life-saving care being given in this what's pre-hospital care.
Oh, yeah.
That care is important, but also for the hospital to be ready and know what's coming in.
I'll tell you what, our new medical directors are working real close with the education side of it. They're adding different items, you know, on what they're learning, what they're using, what we can do in the field. We're changing all our standing orders and protocols, you know, for the new and improved stuff. So with that being said, they're telling everybody, you know, their doctors at all the hospitals that, look, these guys are able to do this and be ready for it, and we'll be ready for them.
Awesome. Well, good stuff. Congrats to Rutherford County EMS on the Bob Thomas ALS Service Award from the Tennessee Ambulance Service Association. That's a proud honor.
It's a big honor. I mean, like I said, it's the paramedics and EMTs that are beating, you know, driving, making the calls.
We appreciate all that they do here to keep us safe here in our community, and appreciate you coming in today, Brent.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right. Enjoy this beautiful weather the next few days.
Headed back out.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Brent Carter joining us today from Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services, and we'll have the podcast up shortly, WGNSradio.com. Look under podcast and Rutherford Issues. That's where you'll find the latest podcast for all of the shows in the podcast section. Also, be sure to like, subscribe, turn on your notifications on your favorite podcast platform, and also Big G TV, where we keep you updated.